In 1793, France was in a state of political, economic, and social turmoil. What had begun as a patriotic uprising in the name of liberty and equality soon devolved into a polarized and paranoid regime that would resort to violent lengths in order to preserve its power. The influential French painter Jacques-Louis David created perhaps one of the most notorious images to arise from this period in his work, The Death of Marat. The painting depicts the murder of Jean-Paul Marat, a radical journalist and politician who reached the height of his career during the French Revolution. He supported and wrote for the Mountain, an extremist faction that emerged within the Jacobin Party. The Mountain brutally repressed the more moderate faction known as the Girondins, who resisted the radicalization of the French Revolution. On July 13, 1793, Charlotte Corday, a Girondin and member of a minor aristocratic family, entered Marat's home after falsely claiming that she had details of a counter-revolutionary ring outside of Paris. Marat suffered from severe eczema, so he spent most of his day writing while bathing in oatmeal. Corday entered the room and fatally stabbed Marat. She did not attempt to flee the scene of the crime, however. Corday was arrested, tried, and soon enough executed for the murder. The painting itself shows Marat taking his last breath while lying limply in his bathtub. Corday is nowhere to be seen. He holds a paper and pen in his hands, and remnants of blood can be seen on his body as well as in the water of the bathtub. A wooden block stands next to the bathtub, used as a writing table, and has his name inscribed on the bottom, eerily resembling a headstone. The scene is both idealized and heroic. There is not even evidence of his debilitating skin condition. Marat is depicted as an innocent but courageous martyr, mirroring famous images of Christ during the crucifixion. Completed in 1793 at the height of the Reign of Terror, David was considered the foremost expert in the arts under the new French Republic. His neoclassical paintings highlighted the superiority of the art and culture of ancient Greece and Rome. David was also a fierce supporter of the French Revolution and a companion of Maximilien Robespierre, a major force behind the Terror. After Robespierre fell from power, David was temporarily imprisoned before aligning himself with a new power, Napoleon I. His painting continued to flourish, but with Napoleon's fall from power in 1814, David exiled himself to Brussels until his death. The painting was widely admired during the Terror, and became one of the most quintessential images regarding the French Revolution. Many leaders who participated in the Terror requested copies to be made by David's pupils. These copies served as propaganda throughout the remainder of the Terror. Once Robespierre was overthrown and executed, however, the painting lost much of its notoriety. David requested that it be returned to him in 1795, but during his exile in Belgium, the painting was given to his favorite pupil, Antoine Gros, to be kept in hiding. It remained in Gros's possession even after David passed away in 1825 in Brussels. Gros's family attempted to sell it in 1826, but to no avail. The death of Marat remained in obscurity until the mid-19th century, when French poet and critic Charles Baudelaire brought it into the spotlight, at a time when France was once again beginning to experience internal unrest. Baudelaire stated that, "The drama is there, alive in all its pitiful horror, and by an uncanny stroke of brilliance, which makes this David's masterpiece and one of the great treasures of modern art. There is nothing trivial or ignoble about it." The death of Marat also inspired a number of other modern interpretations during the 20th century, namely by the influential painters Pablo Picasso and Edvard Munch. In 1886, the Gros family chose to offer it to the Royal Museum of Fine Arts in Brussels, the city where David lived a quiet life in exile after Napoleon's fall from grace. Although the exact number of copies that were created remains uncertain, a number of the copies made by David's pupils have survived and can now be seen in other museums across Europe. The French Revolution was one of the most influential social movements to occur in the history of Europe, and the history of the world at that. It was a call for equality, justice, and freedom, and aimed to tear down the monopoly that the aristocracy held over French society and politics. The death of Marat embodies these hopes and ideals, glorifying a man who fought for the common people and aimed to protect the security of the nation of France above everything else. However, it also highlights the rise of radical factions that would eventually resort to authoritarian tactics in the name of preserving the state, or in this case, the French Republic. David's painting embodies the hope that people across the world derived from the French Revolution. However, it also suggests how far people would be willing to go to preserve their hold on power. The death of Marat exhibits just how frightening the prospect of change was for people of all socioeconomic classes.